Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The Quants, how wealth advice and technology mix. We'll talk with Veronica Dagger.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Would you let a robot offer financial advice or handle your investments? Probably not, but the line is starting to blur between actual wealth experts offering advice and technology, from voice recognition, quantitative analysis, to artificial intelligence. In fact, some major investment firms have unveiled or are testing automation services that their clients can use. As part of the Wall Street Journal series called The Quants, Veronica Dagger, host of the Watching Your Wealth podcast, tells about the budding marriage between financial advice and technology. So, Veronica, we're essentially talking about a technological revolution in offering financial advice, and I assume this is using computer algorithms to basically advise clients?
Essentially, exactly. That's a great way to put it. It's more about relying on computers and machine learning and algorithms versus people. So these computers are taking vast amounts of data and knowledge and using them to serve clients versus a human whose capacity is somewhat limited to do that.
Well, could you give some examples of how financial companies are unveiling or testing automation services that their clients can use?
Sure. Yeah, there's a couple fun examples. One example is with UBS, and they are testing something with Amazon's Alexa product. And basically, some of these users can ask their Alexa, they can say, you know what, Alexa, how would a Fed rate increase impact the U.S. economy? And Alexa will answer them back, giving them UBS's chief investment office's latest thinking on interest rates. Now, this is, you know, it's minor and it's just playing on a skill that Alexa has, but it's also exciting for some people because in the past you would have to call up your financial advisor and ask them, what does UBS think about the Fed increasing interest rates? And what does that mean? And now you're essentially asking a computer that information. These are all little steps. None of these are hugely groundbreaking, but it's a step in a direction towards more automation.
So it's a little blurry line. I mean, Alexa is not telling the client on her own what to do, but is relying on the chief economist's projections.
That's right. And it's not like Alexa is also checking that client's portfolio specifically or accessing their specific data or information. There's still very much a wall up there for security reasons, for privacy reasons, etc.
Well, what do wealth advisors, Veronica, hope to do with this machine intelligence in the not-too-distant future? I mean, you've given one example. How do they hope to progress with this?
Well, I think there are a few who are excited about it, and not everyone's excited about it, but some who are excited are just hoping it makes their job easier. So another example would be when the stock market is going crazy and maybe drops 400 points or 10%, whatever you want to say, a client would call their financial advisor and they might want to sell their portfolio. And the advisor has to spend, you know, a couple minutes, maybe an hour, talking them off the ledge, saying, you know, stick to your long-term strategy. Well, in this sort of quant approach, essentially, a bot might analyze the data from an advisor's call log and see that X client tends to call when the market is nearing a 10% decline. Now, this bot would also say to the advisor, call this client proactively. And so there's a couple things that it helps the advisor with. It kind of takes out some of, puts control back to the advisor, but it also helps the client feel that the advisor is really in touch with what their needs are and is proactive and cares about their specific situation. So they feel like they're getting better client service. In a way they are, but behind the scenes, it's the computer doing some of the thinking for that advisor.
I'm speaking with Veronica Dagger. She hosts the Watching Your Wealth podcast for the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, New regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Veronica, we're still in the early days of this, aren't we? Don't clients have, you know, a few reservations about what they feel is turning over private records to machine intelligence?
They do. It is very early days of this, like you said. And some clients, for privacy reasons, security concerns, I mean, we've heard no shortage of cybersecurity issues these days, may be hesitant to turn all their information over to a bot. Now, some of this may be generational. The younger generations may be a little bit more comfortable with this. You know, the millennials, you know, folks in their 20s, you know, are used to seeing this, you know, that, you know, they do a Google search on a blue sweater and they're used to seeing that blue sweater follow them around the internet, for example, after they do the search. And so they might be a little bit more comfortable with, you know, sort of big data and some of the implications of that. And there's also some people who, no matter what, even if there is a machine to help them, a robot to help them, they still want to call and speak to a real person. They want to speak to an advisor. So if you're going through a divorce, you probably aren't going to want to talk to a machine. You're right. Going to want to talk to a real person and say, like, how do I get through this and what are my financial steps that I need to take?
Still, we are in interesting times with this.
Indeed.
The Wall Street Journal's Veronica Dagger, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.